Now it is time to bring in Mike Cossey. We'll check on sports. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, it was another day of pinball baseball yesterday in Major League Baseball.
I don't agree. There was maybe two or three games, not all of them.
No,
I
but
think
still,
they were testing out the playoff baseballs in some spots.
I don't know. You got Toronto over Boston 8-0, Mets over Arizona 9-0, Texas over Tampa Bay 10-9.
That was it.
Yeah, well, still pretty good. Anyway, you know, you got to give the Mets credit. I tell you what, I made fun of their manager. He has control of their club, and whether or not they make the playoffs, he keeps that club motivated.
He's a dummy.
He might be a dummy, but he's keeping them motivated. It might be a weak division and stuff like that, but you know what? They've had several chances to fall completely out of it, and at least for their fans, they've hung in there.
Yeah, if you want to go spend money to watch the Mets, you still can. I think they're 2.5 games out in a wild card.
Yeah, I mean, and here's where I wanted to bring this up. If you look at what happened ever since Boston's made the announcement about firing Dombrowski, they're dead. They're dead fish.
Yeah, they lost their last five.
Lost. They don't even score runs.
No. No, you can't blame them. I mean,
no,
it's a major mistake. The players know it. The players know the reasons why they've lost, and it's not Dombrowski. So, I mean, that's a bad move.
Yeah.
That's a real bad move, and they're going to pay for it. They when they got rid of Epstein, they brought in Dombrowski, and he took it over, and it just continued winning. They won a World Series last year. They had an unbelievable season. And this year, you know, they're 6 games over .500. The team couldn't win this year. We said it in the beginning of the season, in the spring. The way the team was built, they couldn't win. Now, you don't know what kind of moves were offered to Dombrowski, if he turned them down and the reasons he turned them down. I'm sure Dombrowski didn't sit back this year and say, oh, we'll lose this year and then we'll see where we can go from there. The deals didn't present themselves for Boston to become better. They just won the World Series. Anybody that wanted to deal with him was probably asking for a king's ransom. So he didn't do it. And he rolled the dice with this year. And they didn't win. He should not have gotten fired for that.
And especially, I mean, I'm a firm believer that if he wasn't fired, and there was now not so much uncertainty amongst the team, that they would not have lost. They would have only scored four runs against the Yankees.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Did the GM from the Orioles or the Tigers get fired yet this year?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
No, between them, they won 90 games.
Yeah.
If anybody should get fired, it's them. The Tigers are 19-50 at home. There's a GM that should get fired, not Dombrowski.
Yeah. So, well, anyways, there's that. Anyway, so...
history was made last night in baseball.
Yep, they broke the all-time home run record for all the teams.
6,106, breaking the record from last year.
And
the year prior to that was, instead of juicing the balls, the players were juiced, 2,000.
All I can say is the following. It's absolutely ludicrous, and the baseball just has to open up and be honest about what went on this year.
It never happened.
I know, but it's just ridiculous.
Never happened.
Just ridiculous. Last night, Oakland defeated Houston again.
Mm-hmm. Oakland's a good team.
They really are. They have decent pitching and they've got good hitting, and also their ballpark is a tough place to play. Even though they're playing in Houston, so that doesn't really enter in, I guess, but. Their ballpark.
They're a good team.
Yeah.
I expect them to win the wild card, no matter who they play. So they're good. You know, they're going to play Tampa Bay or somebody. I expect them to win that game, whether it's Cleveland, Tampa Bay, whoever they play. I think they beat either team.
All right. Well, we got that settled now. Where else do you want to go in sports?
I think that the California government is now getting into horse racing.
You think so?
A report came out yesterday that Justify failed the drug test after the Santa Anita Derby 3-plus years ago. What are you going to do about it now? If it's true. Now, these results come out very quickly after you take a drug test for horses. Races on Saturday, you have it by the next weekend. If Justify failed the drug test, why wasn't it brought to the forefront then? People are going to say, because they're dummies, oh, it was Baffert, so they covered it up. That's not true. This report is fake news.
All right. Fake news.
Fake news. 98% of the news you hear on TV is fake news. Just put Justify in that column. He failed the drug test after San Anita Derby, and you don't find out for 3 years later. Give me a break.
All right. Anything else that we should talk about here?
Yeah, we got to pick the Fool's ball game tonight.
All right. Who's playing tonight?
Carolina and Tampa.
And where is the game?
In Carolina.
It's in Carolina and Tampa. I'll take Carolina.
I've already wrote that down for myself, so we both take Carolina today.
Yeah, that's a pretty simple call.
I think so. Hey, you know what's pretty crazy?
What?
In the Met game last night, they scored 9 runs on 11 hits on 9/11.
Wow, you're right.
That's pretty weird, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man.
The Yankees got rained out.
Yeah, doubleheader today. And you know what Detroit's doing, which the Yankees would never do in a million years?
Let me guess. 1 ticket, both games.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
A true old-fashioned doubleheader.
Well, you know, if you're the Yankees, you get double parking, double tickets, different people at the concession stands. All you want to do, you don't care about the runs. All you want to hear is the cash register go cha-ching. Detroit, they're giving their fans a break.
Yeah, well,
good for them.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, New York people are going to say, well, nobody's going to watch Detroit. Well, guess what? If the Yankees played today at 1 o'clock, there wouldn't be a hell of a lot of people in those stands either.
Now, if the Yankees were playing at 1 o'clock today and it was a true doubleheader, I bet you attendance to today's game would be instead of being 20,000 to 25,000.
Oh, yeah, it would be a lot more than a day night.
It'd be like 35,000 people there. I bet you 10 to 1 if there were two games on one bill.
Yeah, it'd be a lot more than a day night.
Yeah.
That's definite.
Yeah.
If you had double back-to-back games, your attendance for back-to-back would draw more than both games combined.
You know, what irks me about Major League Baseball with the, you know, these new seating rules where they have the PPLs and the front seats are reserved and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Every game that goes by with an empty seat, it's not like you've got a refrigerator and you can store those seats and sell them again. Once it's gone, it's gone.
It's done, yep.
What we do here at the radio station with our underwriting announcements, if we never leave an underwriting announcement slot empty, because once it goes by, it goes by.
It.
So if we give some free underwriting announcements to some of our best customers, we don't care.
That's okay. You're giving them a break for being loyal to you, and they'll come back for more.
And it's the same way in baseball. You've already got those seats sold, and if nobody mm-hmm. shows up for the game and they're not there, I give up.
The Yankees have mastered the tight shot from the mound to the plate, meaning you can't see the proximity of the stands around home plate because they're empty. Nobody's there. And like you said, once you get rid of those seats, once you don't have them filled up for a game, you're not going to fill them up again.
No, it's just ridiculous. And
that's the way they want to do it. So,
and I was looking at just for the hell of it yesterday, I was looking at if you were to go, when I used to go to a Giant game and I had Giants tickets, my tickets were very good tickets. And they, back then, this is back when they were Giants Stadium, I had two seats, mezzanine first row, which were beautiful seats, and they cost me $60 a game for the two seats, and I had to buy all
$60 each or 60 combined?
60 combined, $30 a ticket. And I had to buy the two preseason tickets as well. So I had to buy 8 tickets, okay? And I didn't opt in to be offered playoff tickets because that would have raised the price of these tickets. But, so that was $60 a game, okay, times 8 games, so it was well under
480.
60. Yeah. And to park back then was $10 to $15.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's $30 just to park the car.
It's only 30?
Yeah, $30 to park the car.
At the stadium or at Medieval Times?
I
think it's more than 30.
I could be wrong, but all I'm saying is, and the tickets, those tickets that I used to get, they're now $160 a ticket.
I know a friend of mine has a couple of seats. They're $250 a pop.
Yeah, yeah. Well, where I was, it wasn't going to be $250. They're good tickets, but they weren't great tickets. But anyway, it's a oh well.
To watch the Giants go 4-12.
Too much money. Too much money.
Oh yeah, everything's out of control.
All right, we'll check.
I'll just give you an example. My nephew's at a junior college in Tampa. I mean, you go to spring training games to watch the major leaguers play. You got to pay like $20-$25 a seat. He goes to watch the Tampa Bay Rays play, and he sits in about the 10th row, and he pays $6.
Yep.
So you pay less to see a contending team play in the regular season than you do in the preseason.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
There you go.
All right, we'll check with you mañana.
We're here tomorrow. A couple more races to go this weekend.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Have a great day.
Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.